You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Jonathan Larson asked, "How can you make someone take off and fly?" in one of his songs from Tick, Tick, Boom. And I, for the past 2 years, have learned one way to do it, through the power of community. Welcome to the Latinx in Musical Theater special for Season 3 of Backstage Talk, where we will be featuring artists from across all positions in musical theater, from several Latin American countries and different Latin heritages. I am proud to showcase my Latinx family. I hope you enjoy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is Felipe Salazar. He is a Colombian musical theater performer, director, and educator. He is now the director of Misi Producciones, one of the biggest musical theater academies in the country. And he now leads her aunt's Maria Isabel's May She Rest in Peace, pioneering efforts to create a musical theater industry in Colombia. Felipe, I am truly honored and happy to have you over. Welcome to Backstage Talk.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here with you.
So tell us a little bit about what made you choose the thespian path in life.
Well, I didn't have much of a choice because my family was very guided to music. My grandparents, my parents, my aunt, everybody was into music. Everybody played instruments and sung, as well as dancing and enjoying life through music, not professionally, but very like in a ludic way. At 4 years, I was introduced into music, and then I started singing, enjoying life through music, and then just by like happens in life, I ended here in the musical theater industry, and already has been 35 years of working hard in this musical theater industry.
I love it. But let's double click on those 35 years of your work in musical theater. Tell us a little bit about that journey in musicals, from where you started all the way through being the lead head of this big production company that is Misi Producciones.
Well, I started as a kid, singing and dancing in really like basic shows back there in 1985, and right now, and then the journey started, the company got bigger, and we started doing bigger musicals, and then around the year 2000 we started doing like repertoire musicals. We started working on like West Side Story. We worked on Oliver, The Sound of Music, like typical repertoire musicals. And then we started on touring our own musicals. We started touring our own musicals around Colombia and around different countries around the world. And now I'm here leading this company and still performing and still teaching and guiding like this musical theater environment here in Colombia.
Yeah, and it's been an amazing wild ride, not only for you, but the whole company. And I wanna know, what's your approach to directing, performing, and educating in musical theater?
Well, it's a tough mission, but it depends on what you have done in this industry. I have been blessed because I have been able to produce, act, teach, lead, and guide this whole business company around musical theater. So I have learned about every aspect of these little sections that you have been talking about, and this mission is really like, it's hard, but it's encouraging, because you're always like finding new challenges, and it's a defying world and a defying environment, because we're always like, cultural needs in South America are always like hard to develop and hard to lead and hard to move and to let them get bigger. So it's always a challenge, and it has been really a journey, and learning. I haven't stopped learning like for my entire life. Every day teaches us a lesson and teaches me personally a specific lesson. So it's really, really encouraging, and it takes a lot of your time and a lot of your stamina, but it always gives back a lot in terms of seeing kids getting lessons and starting to learn more about musical theater and getting your audiences to see great musicals and like looking back and seeing that you have done so much work that has like getting this company to the level that is right now, and letting musical theater like being established in a country where cultural and performing arts needs are not as important as so much more. So it has been really a journey.
Yes, and I love it, and I absolutely agree with every single thing you've said. So what would be a piece of advice you would tell a younger version of yourself?
I would certainly tell the younger version of myself that be focused in the present, in enjoying life at the time, not thinking in the past nor the future, just enjoying the present as a gift, because the present is a beautiful gift, and it lets you, when you're right here and now, you just are enjoying and fulfilling every second of that present, of that gift. So that would be my greatest advice for that younger version of me.
Yes, I agree with you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So, you've had the chance to perform and take shows not only all across Colombia, but also to other countries. You've mentioned before that you could have a performance at the Lincoln Center in New York. So in terms, or in the big topic of Latins in musical theater, what is visibility and representation for you?
Well, visibility is just letting you be present and being just in a place where someone can see you. I think that right now and like with all this pandemic environment, I think that internet is a great like world where you can make yourself visible, but it's not enough. You have to get yourself visible on stage for performing arts and for musical theater and for Latin culture in this whole world. So I think visibility has, maybe it could start in a virtual environment, but you have to move fast into a real environment and get getting to stage, but in terms of visibility, it's just letting everyone see you, letting the most people around, like, getting to see you. That's visibility. And representation is just, I think for me, it's basically taking your own culture, your cultural basis and like your cultural just pillars in order to show them to other cultures and other people. That's representation, taking your culture to different cultures and different countries and show your culture, not get immersed into a different culture, but take your culture to different people and different environments and different countries around the world. That's representation.
So in that order of ideas, under the premise of immersing and bringing the whole culture part into an industry like Broadway, how do you think we can increase Latin visibility and representation on those stages?
I think it takes a lot of work. And in this pandemic environment, it will take a little bit of time to get into that. But I think that the best way to get visibility and representation in the Broadway environment is to try to get some space around there to take our culture over there, not to show the American culture through Latin interpretations, mm-hmm. but to take the Latin culture, I mean, the different cultures that we have around South America and Latin America. I mean, Mexico has a different culture. Colombia is different. Chile is different. Argentina is different. Brazil is different. Every culture is different. So I think that taking your own culture and making it possible to be on stage on Broadway, that is the cherry on top of the ice cream in terms of visibility and representation. And it doesn't have to be like in a huge stage and with a huge musical for a beginning. You can do it on a small stage, maybe community theater, but just get a show or a musical piece where your culture is visible and your culture is visible and represents a whole country or a whole region. Mm-hmm. For everyone in Broadway or in New York City to start to know that culture, not to let you be a Latin getting to interpret different American culture representations, but to take your own culture over there and let them see you and see through you a whole culture and a whole country and a whole region.
Yes, I absolutely agree, and I'm really happy that you have this other point of view towards visibility and representation, Latin visibility and representation on Broadway. So what is the most important part of creating Latin characters in musical theater?
I think that the importance of having Latin characters, it's like a redundance around the questions that you made me, that you asked me before, because the importance of that Latin character is to get that Latin culture, to show that Latin culture, to let the audiences know the culture through your interpretation, through a Latin interpreter. And that's very important, because when you get to a different country and you start to get immersed into that culture, you start losing your roots, your cultural roots. And it's very important for us, for the region, for the whole region to get established and to let the whole world know that we can produce musical theater and our own musical theater. It's great to take those interpretations, but to through those interpretations let our culture be seen on those stages.
Yes, absolutely. Felipe, thank you so much for coming over. If someone wants to contact you to see more of the work that you're doing, of more of this production company, where can people find you and get more information?
It's very easy. We're clearly visible in our website, www.misi.com.co, or our Facebook and Instagram accounts at Misi Producciones, where you can find everything about our musical theater developments, our every step of our way through the year, and you can contact us through those channels whenever you like, and we are at every corner of the world, visible for everyone through those virtual channels.
Awesome. And last question before we wrap up, what are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Well, I have like two lists for me, which are my favorite musicals and which I've seen, but I haven't interpreted, and my favorite musicals that I have been able to perform. So in that first list, I would certainly place Les Misérables. I would place Wicked. I would place The Phantom of the Opera as a classic. Definitely, I would place Kinky Boots, which I love. And maybe I could include, which I just remembered, The Book of Mormon, which I love that show as well, because it they make that comic version of things, and with great music and a great book, make really, and they make a really great musical around it. And for my list of the performed shows, I would certainly put in first place, the La Más Grande Historia Jamás Cantada, which was a show which we took to Lincoln Center in 2012. And it was beautiful. I performed Jesus Christ in that show, and it was absolutely beautiful. Disney shows, which I performed Beast in Beauty and the Beast and The Genie at Aladdin. I also did Danny in Grease, which I loved. I also played Riff in West Side Story, which I enjoyed a lot. And I think those are my favorites.
Awesome. Felipe, thank you so much for coming over. Thank you so much for giving us your insights on this topic of Latinx in musical theater. I cannot wait to keep seeing you not only perform, but take this company to new places. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for building and paving a way for musical theater in our country here in Colombia. Thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you very much.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.